VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. President Donald Trump lashed out Thursday at congressional investigations of his finances and business dealings, spearheaded by newly empowered opposition Democrats. VOA's Steve Herman explains.
Asked about the House Intelligence Committee's decision to examine his finances, Trump is calling it presidential harassment, and he is blaming the committee's chairman, Adam Schiff, a California Democrat.
On what basis would he do that? He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself.
Hours earlier, Schiff had declared his committee would broaden its investigation to go beyond Russia and examine whether Trump's concern for his financial interests, whether in Russia, Saudi Arabia, or elsewhere, are driving his policy decisions and other actions as president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump predicts the Islamic State group will soon have lost all the territory it once controlled in Iraq and Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president told representatives of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the militants he expects the official word next week.
That we will have 100% of the caliphate.
He acknowledges the group's remnants are still a threat.
ISIS remains a menace.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the coalition the U.S. will keep leading the fight. But there are worries here at the Pentagon that the president's surprise move to pull all American troops out of Syria could get in the way.
There will be a decrease and the amount of pressure that we'll be able to apply.
Major General James Hecker told a House panel the mission now is figuring out how to keep up pressure without boots on the ground. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Satellite images released Thursday suggest Iran appears to have attempted a second satellite launch despite U.S. criticism that its space program helps the country develop ballistic missiles. Iran did not immediately acknowledge it. This is VOA News. Taliban and influential Afghan opposition leaders wrapped up a rare two-day peace meeting in Moscow Wednesday when they jointly declared that a complete withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign forces is key to lasting peace in Afghanistan. Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai says there was agreement among prominent Afghan figures and Taliban representatives.
The principal issues and wishes were peace, stability, an Afghanistan free of foreign forces, an Afghanistan free of intervention from any side.
A post-meeting declaration noted that participants also agreed to support ongoing U.S.-led direct talks with the Taliban to seek a negotiated settlement to the Afghan war, now in its 18th year. President Trump is accusing Democrats of killing the great state of Virginia, referring to the scandal that has engulfed its top three elected officials. He tweeted Thursday that the response to the fallout has been politically biased. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more on the controversy.
The three highest-ranking officials in the state of Virginia are all now under fire after Attorney General Mark Herring's stunning confession Wednesday to putting on blackface during a party when he was a student at the University of Virginia in 1980. The admission by Herring came as Governor Ralph Northam remains under pressure to resign over a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook showing someone in blackface standing next to a person in a Ku Klux Klan hood and robe. And 42-year-old Stanford fellow Vanessa Tyson went public and said Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax sexually assaulted her in 2004. The National Organization for Women is calling for Fairfax to resign. I'm Mike Rossia.
A debate is heating up in Kenya about the number of women seeking and dying from illegal and dangerous abortions. Abortion is illegal in Kenya unless a mother's life is in danger. The pro-choice group Marie Stopes estimates about 2,600 women die each year from unsafe abortions. But some faith-based groups say women facing an unwanted pregnancy have other options. For decades, the U.S. government has been a big donor for family planning services in Africa. However, the global gag rule that President Trump signed when he took office in 2017 bans the U.S. from giving any money in development aid to any overseas organization that promotes or provides abortions. South Koreans are reacting with both hope and wariness to President Trump's announcement that he'll hold a second nuclear disarmament summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on February 27th in Vietnam. But for liberal South Korean President Moon Jae-in, a breakthrough is crucial. Moon served as diplomatic middleman between the U.S. and North following the North's string of weapons tests. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.